let's come stand and sing Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
As Advent season begins, we're going to start a new series called The Songs of the Season. And for many of us, we sing a lot of carols, and some of them we know the history of, some we don't. But we're going to look at a couple of these next few weeks, starting with Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Scripture says, speaking in Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 79, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised them with the horn of salvation for us in the house of David. As the prophet said long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hands of those who hate us, to show mercy on our ancestors, to remember his holy covenant, which he has sworn to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hands of enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days. As you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare a way for him, to give his people knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because the tender mercy of God by which he has raised the sun, raising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death. Sorry, I'm stumbling this morning. To guide our feet in the paths of peace." Zechariah prophesied these words as John the Baptist was born. And as we look at the songs and the things that happen in this holiday season, we need to realize that for Israel, things were bad. And they were hoping for this long-expected Messiah that would come, that would change everything. The song we're looking at today is Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus. It was published originally in the Hymns for the Nativity, and it was actually based on a Christmas prayer for orphans. Charles Wesley first wrote this song in 1744. He was at Oxford. He was learning the theology, but also trying to figure out how this works out in his life and how does it affect those people around him. How do we apply this theology? And on Christmas Day, he went out to this orphanage, and orphanages were common in those times, but they were not always the nicest place. Orphans were considered just castaways. Nobody cared for the most part. And their plight was usually very sad. And John Wesley went to this orphanage and prayed a prayer, which later he turned into this song. And in the prayer, John Wesley said, and this was the actual prayer, he said, speaking of Jesus, he said, "You are born to your people, born a child and a king, born to reign in us forever, born to bring your gracious kingdom. By your own eternal spirit, rule in our hearts alone. By all your sufficient merit, raise us to your glorious throne. Amen." Wesley took that prayer and turned it into this song. But as we look at it, Wesley was pointing out things in this song. Jesus' advent, Jesus' coming, took place in the past. Jesus came and was born. But also, in a very real sense, Jesus' advent is taking place today, or should be taking place today, in us. He should be born in our lives and being lived out in us. And also, there's a blessed Advent day coming when Jesus will come again. In one very real sense, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is that one that did a work, is doing a work, and will do even more in our future. As we look at the lyrics of this song, "Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free." That's why Jesus came, to free his people. But freedom from what? From our fears and sin, release us. This is the work that God does within us now. When Jesus comes and is born within us, we can serve God without fear. When the children of Israel first heard the voice of God on Mount Sinai, many of you remember what happened. They heard the voice, they trembled in fear. They were supposed to stand no closer than this, and everybody was standing about right there. And voice of God came, and they decided, here was too close. And they ran and hid and said, "Moses, you go talk to him." Because they were afraid. And God promised he would send someone that would remove that fear. So not just that we could serve God and our sins could be forgiven him, but we could serve him without that fear. And John Wesley knew that that was part of it. That part of what we had in Christ was not serving a God that we were afraid of, but serving a God we loved. Serving a God that was more than just someone to punish us, but someone who cares for us. Like a true, loving Heavenly Father. Yes, he might correct, but his intentions were always to bring good and to show love. "Let us find rest in thee." And that's something we can find today. Sometimes we struggle with it, especially when trials and turmoils come. We have trouble finding rest. But it's there for us today. "Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art." They don't realize it, but the earth is looking forward to when Christ will return. The song goes on that says, "The dear desire of every nation, the joy of every longing heart." And one day, there will come a time when Christ returns, when every nation will desire God. Those who have the loving hearts will have hearts filled with joy because Christ will have returned to make all things well. The next verse says, "Born thy people to deliver." That's why he came. But it says, "Born a child," let me get to the next one, "and yet a king." Originally, the song actually said, "Born a child and a king." But then a certain man called Charles Spurgeon. We're into Charles's today. You've got Charles Wesley, Charles Spurgeon, and Charles Harrison. So you're full of Charles today. But in December 28th, 1855, he had a message titled The Incarnation and Birth of Christ, based on Micah chapter 5, verse 2, which was actually our first Advent reading. He said, it's a very singular thing that Jesus Christ was said to have been born King of the Jews. The moment that he came on earth, he was a king. He did not wait till his majority that he might take his empire. But soon as his eyes greeted the sunshine, he was a king. From the moment the little hands grasped anything, they grasped a scepter. As soon as his pulse beat and his blood began to flow, his heart beat royally. His pulse beat with imperial measure, and his blood that flowed is a kingly current. He was born a king. He came to be the ruler in Israel. And because of that, they added in this song the words yet, to point out the fact that it's not just he's born a child and a king. He's born a child and yet a king. Because that's unusual. Because when you're born in a royal family, how many of you notice you're not born a king? King Charles was not born King Charles, was he? He was born Prince Charles. Queen Elizabeth was originally princess. You're not born a king. You come into that role, except for Jesus. He was born a king. He was God's answer. Think about it. When he was born, the heavens sang his praises. When he was born, the shepherds came and worshiped. And he received tribute, as it were, from those far away. He was born a king. Because this was not just some child, some normal man who'd grow into something greater. This isn't as some want to say, yes, he was just a man, but he became a God because he was so good. No, he was born a king. He was born God. And born not just to reign for a short time, but to reign forever in us. And his kingdom to bring, not just someday in the future, but even now. Within us. And see, that's the thing that John Wesley was hoping. He was hoping that with God's kingdom coming within the hearts of people, it would make a difference in the lives of those orphans. One, to realize that God came as a child, as they were. And yet, how Jesus was so much more, God looked at them as being so much more than outcasts and the refuse of society. Charles Wesley realized that for God's kingdom in us means by his eternal spirit ruling in our hearts, we would make a difference in the world around us. By his merit, not by our own good doing, but by his work. And one day he would raise us again, looking forward to his heavenly throne. And when we sing this song, it's not just that looking back, but it's also what can God and Jesus do within us today? And what will be done in the future. Today I don't want to look so much at the past other than to celebrate that Jesus came. I don't want to look so much at the future, though it's a glorious hope that one day God will make everything right. Here's the other thing. I don't have to. Sometimes we get in the mood where we think if we got to fix it all. Let me just tell you right now, you can't. even if you could figure out how to fix your mate or your best friend, that ain't going to happen anyway. You're deceiving yourself. But here's the thing. Jesus will make it all right. But here's the one thing you can change. You can change the world around you. You can bring, as it were, Christ's presence and Christ's kingdom in you to them. I see it here today. I've seen it here in this church. Your generosity to those in need. The fact that when me and my wife, after we had been at New Burlington last week, decided to swing by the church and decided we were going to hit the angel tree, and you all had cleared it out. It's like, okay, we'll have to do something else. Okay, so I looked over at the everything we're doing for the Christmas baskets. That's full too. We'll come up with something else. We're going to do something. And then we gave away all those boxes, the shoe boxes, those Christmas shoe boxes. You all know how to give generously. You all know how to live out part of that kingdom. And I challenge you to continue to live it out, not just in generosity, but also in attitude and actions, in being forgiving, in being loving, in being tolerant, especially with around some of your relatives you're going to be around in the next month. Show God's kingdom today. And in that way, guess what? We can make a difference in the hearts around us. We may not be able to change the entire world, but we can change those whose lives we come in contact with. And in that way, we will make a difference. And we do make a difference. We pray the prayer and the Lord's Prayer. Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What does that really mean? Not just God have it happen out there. Lord, thy kingdom come. Get Jeremy straightened out. No, it's thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Charles. Because Charles is the one that is praying. And for you, you got to insert your name in there. So let us live out this carol. Let's be that answer to Wesley's prayer. That God's kingdom would come today. That today would be Christmas for someone because you showed up. You know, you all seen me wear the hat, probably. And so in some sense, I go out and I pretend to be Father Christmas. But you know what? Each one of you are supposed to be representing the true King. And so you can bring Christmas to people, not just during this time of the year, but throughout your life, because you are representing, because you are living out the kingdom that Jesus has placed in you. When we do that, we will change the world. All of you probably have worked in places where you know that when you had a change of leadership or a change of people working with you, how things change. I've worked around a group of people before where things were great, and then we had one person change come in, and oh my goodness. It's like, oh, what happened? I used to like this place, and now all of a sudden I don't. Let's not be that person. Let's be the person that comes in and changes the atmosphere for the good. So if someone does, for some reason, we do have to leave, people will say, I don't want them to leave because they're carrying something we want here. And that should be Jesus. So let's continue to be faithful. Do what God's called us to do. And now let's sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Let's stand and sing together. Lord, may they bring the long-expected Jesus to the hearts of those they contact this week and shine forth your love. Bless them, I ask, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.